I'm Claire DeLume.
Hi, I'm Sophia Harris.
I'm Lizzo.
And we are The Chalice.
Lizzo talks about hip-hop trio The Chalice's origin and name source.
It wasn't an idea as much as a joke about covering a bunch of misogynistic songs and making them girl anthems, and then making that a mixtape, and then calling that mixtape The Chalice. One night, me and Lauren were writing a song, and then Claire came through and wrote the hook to Push It. I was obsessed with women being referred to as chalices for a while. At a party, this dude was talking to me about how women are the holy grail and we're just these chalices. Like, the holy grail is a metaphor for every man to find, like, the perfect woman, that level of goddess power that we all have. I like that. And I think it supercharged us, as well as us being already supercharged. Let's play.
Feel your eyes burn. Claire, Sophia, and Lizzo talk about what feminism is to them related to their music.
I feel like the most feminist thing about us is that our music isn't explicitly political. The point which we're heading towards as feminists is post-feminism, where you don't have to make it about being a female because you're just a musician, and that's kind of the direction that everything's going that we're striving for. You know, if three dudes were in a hip-hop group, it would be a hip-hop group, and it wouldn't be a boy hip-hop group. I feel like the biggest political statement we make is we just try and make super awesome music that you can appreciate no matter how you feel about women. Music that's accessible, fun, that's really good quality, and that is feminist in and of itself.
It's good music, and if we had come out saying we're the feminist group, we're listening to my feminist raps, you know,
yeah,
maybe we would have gotten some challenges and we would have got pegged, but we're just making music.
Hey, I had been talking about how females need to have each other's backs more in the industry, and then at the end of the day, I was working with men time and time and time again. To me, it was a really cool opportunity to put my money where my mouth was and really do something that aligned with what I believe in and trying to, like, showcase female talent.
These are just, like, my homegirls, and so it was nice to just create music with people that you respect. Musically, Lizzo is amazing, and so is she, but in their own right. And me, myself, I feel like I beat off their energy and I grow as artists from them. And it wasn't about them being boys or girls, it's just about them being really good artists.
All three Chalice members had musical backgrounds, but were shy to sing until their late teens or early 20s.
I used to write raps and compose music for my own girl groups, like Destiny's Child. I would never be the singer because I was terrified of singing. I started a rap group called the Cornrow Clique. So that taught me how to rap, but I never attempted it until I broke when I was 19. I was like, I'm gonna start singing.
I loved to write songs, and then I would start rapping with it because I knew I could write poetry. That's kind of how I started flowing and finding my voice in general. And I was like, well, maybe, you know, maybe I could sing too. And so I wrote my first song back in like 2009, and actually Dessa was my teacher at the time. I realized, like, just because I can't sing like certain people doesn't mean that I shouldn't use my voice as an instrument.
I would always come home and write songs from the time I was a very small girl, but I didn't share them with anyone. Eventually, I started, like, having the guts to let my friends hear them. I heard enough times, like, no, you can actually sing, that it started to give me just a teeny bit of confidence, just enough to apply to the arts high school to Purbidge. And I met Chris Hooks from the Tribe and Big Cats. We played a show together in the parking lot of Cafetto in 2009. And through that, met other people in the hip-hop scene and fell in love with hip-hop. It's really contagious, the energy in the hip-hop scene around here.
Yeah.
So unique. There's no other scene like it in Minneapolis in terms of other genres, and there's no other scene like it that I've seen elsewhere. It's so dense, so rich, such a community.
The Chalice didn't have the role models we do here.
Luckily, in Minneapolis, there are already strong hip-hop women for girls to look up to. We're doing it in a group setting, and we're doing it in our own lane, but Desdemona and Dessa and Maria Issa, if I were to tell a young girl, there's all these women in your city. I didn't have any music in my city. All we had is Beyonce, who was this faraway thing, and it's like you're always aspiring to be her. There was no one around you killing it like that. Here, you can see it as tangible, and you can see a strong woman on a stage singing and rapping and putting on a good show. And if you want to do that, just step outside your house, check out your environment. Just don't be afraid to talk, because we're all here to share our stories and our talents and grow together.
Just because you don't sound like something that's hot doesn't mean you're not hot. Finding your voice and knowing who you are is the best thing you could ever do. People are gonna love it because that's what you are, and people connect to what's genuine.
Find someone else who's just starting out and make those connections. When you guys both come up together, then all of a sudden you have friends who own recording studios, you have friends who, you know, are headlining the main room. Build yourself a team of people who are as hungry as you are and as new and excited about what you're doing.
I'm Sin Collins for KFAI.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.